listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is Campus Connection. It's our call-in show, and I'm joined in the studio today, school board member Mara Lutomsky. Thank you for coming in today, Mara.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we might have another school board member join us. We'll keep tuned, but while we're waiting, a reminder, you're welcome to call in if you have a question or a comment at 772-3808, and we'll do our best to answer your question or address that issue. Lots to talk about tonight, and one of the things on the agenda is school board budget and the process for that. And Mara is the board's person who keeps track of what's going on up in Juneau as best she can. And I understand you've been keeping an eye on what the state funding picture is for the base student allocation for the school district. What's it look like at the moment? What's the update there?
So we know that the House fully funded the BSA at the current levels that it's at right now. So that's what they did with their budget. And the Senate, just a few weeks ago, put forward their budget, which reflects a 5% cut to the education overall budgeting, and that would be about a 5% cut to BSA. And in our district, that looks like a $200,000 to $300,000 cut.
Which is pretty big.
That is pretty big. If you know anything about funding for the schools, we are limited to a 10% savings every year in our budget. We cannot go over that amount, so we have been doing that for years, maxing out our savings. And even with that, even a sustained cut of $300,000 a year, our savings will quickly deplete, and we'll have some tough decisions to make.
So you're going to actually be looking at or hearing about different scenarios that you could be facing for reducing that amount?
Yes. So Karen Quitzland, our business finance director, will be giving a presentation. It's on the agenda, what a 5% cut would look like to our budget, what a 1% cut would look like to our budget. And, you know, we'll start the conversation there to see what really comes out from the state.
Is there any kind of pressure for approving a budget, or do you have until a certain time to pass a spending plan?
It is usually done in July, summertime planning. So we are getting close, but Karen and Erica have been working diligently over the last few months preparing a budget that would reflect a 5% cut, even though we know it's not sustainable. We didn't want to over-plan and then have to make last-minute cuts. So.
Okay. And while we're on the topic, are you watching anything else in Juneau legislatively for schools that are anything that's moving, I should ask? Or
There are a few things that are up that are being discussed. I don't know how strongly they affect necessarily our school district, but a trio of bills from the Senate, 102, 103, and 104, all present what the Senate sees as solutions for some of the budgeting problems across the state. One addresses broadband internet accessibility, which we have great internet here in our town, so that wouldn't necessarily be a boost for us, but would be for other school districts across the state. I think there were 200 schools listed that it would help. There is a new refunding of what they call the education trust, and they would dissolve that trust and put those monies into different avenues. One of the big things is, you know, we heard last year that there was a consideration of the Alaska Performance Scholarship being cut. That is in one of these bills, that this would be the last year that students would be able to receive that scholarship going forward. So it would be grandfathered for only those students who make the deadline by July of this year, and that is in one of those bills that's receiving hearings right now.
Okay, something to keep an ear on. All right. Also tonight, you'll be looking at a couple of requests for out-of-state travel. A couple of teachers have come forward asking for trips for students in next school year. One of them would be for a music festival, one of them would be for a Spanish trip. Typically, the board has just approved one out-of-state travel request a year. Is this? Are you looking at possibly doing both in one year?
I'm not exactly sure whether we're looking at doing both. I know they're both going to be presenting to us. It's very exciting to see a different department in the school offer some out-of-state travel for our students. It would be a Spanish trip to Puerto Rico, and, you know, would also have history as well as the language component to it as well. And then, of course, the music department, they take they have taken trips throughout the years out of state as well. And so it wouldn't be anything new for the music department, but it would be a great opportunity for all of them.
Okay. How do you feel? You feel like you would approve both if you had your choice?
I don't know. I love that our students get opportunities to travel and go out of state and see what life is like outside of our small town, Alaska. But I do know that it does put a strain on fundraising to provide money for those travels. So it'll be interesting discussion. We'll see what comes, you know, what all of it looks like, what kind of travel it looks like.
I know the students just went to Washington, D.C. for close-up as well, and just came back from that. So,
yes, they did, and I heard that they had an excellent time, and even some of the students who maybe didn't have a passion for government had their eyes opened and, you know, maybe are thinking about it now. So,
oh, cool. All right. Reminder, give us a call if you have a question or comment. 772-3808 is our phone number, and we'll keep going through the agenda for tonight. There's a policy at first reading, and it looks like it's a bunch of wording changes that have come out of the review from the policy committee, and maybe we'll hear more about that tonight, but it's a wide-ranging policy on sexual abuse, sexual assault, and dating violence awareness and prevention. You know anything about those wording changes or what they are?
I don't know too much about it. I don't sit on the policy committee myself, but I'm excited to hear what they have read. Generally, if it comes out of the Association of Alaska School Boards, generally it's like legal wording changes. If it's a law that has been passed either federally or within the state, it's generally a way to adopt those policies without us having to write them ourselves.
Okay. And also tonight, you'll be looking at the new science curriculum. This is something the curriculum committee recommended, new teaching materials and textbooks. And I understand the school board also had a work session to kind of review what was being considered.
Yes, so every year there is a component of our curriculum that is brought before a committee where they look at it and see what needs to be changed, what supplies we may need to purchase, maybe if we want to start a new topic. Within that, so we held a work session about a week ago where the committee was able to present what it looks like, and so that we had an opportunity to ask questions at that time so that our school board meeting tonight doesn't drag on with questions. So.
Okay. Did you like what you saw?
I did. It's always nice to see that we are covering a wide range of topics, you know, from the elementary school and how they all work together so that our elementary school students are ready for science in the middle school, and then those middle school students are ready for science in the high school. So it's great that they work cross-district on those topics.
Okay. All right, that'll be something you'll be voting on tonight. Also, you'll be hearing about a district survey that Erica Klute-Painter is going to talk about. Do you know what the district is hoping to find out about, or is this a particular targeted survey of some sort, or...?
The district survey is open to all community members to give feedback for the school. We hold our own internal surveys on a number of different topics, but this one is really just your interaction, the community's interaction with the school. Do they feel welcome when they come in? Do they feel that they are aware of what events are going on? So it's really a chance for the community to give back to how they feel their district is doing. So I encourage everyone to take the survey.
Okay. And is that out now? Is it on the website or something? Or
I know that when it comes out, it will be available on the website. And it's a pretty quick, it's a SurveyMonkey usually, so it's a like a multiple choice and then comments section.
Okay. Great. And a couple new hires, getting new teachers lined up for next year, it looks like, you'll be voting on. And any information about them, or we'll hear more about them tonight?
We'll probably hear about them. I know that there were hiring committees that diligently looked over references and had good discussion about who we would hire as teachers, and they came forward with these recommendations. And so the board will discuss that tonight, and we'll see what they have to say, and hopefully we'll be accepting their hirings.
Okay. What else should we let people know about? I did want to mention there is a student recognition before the board meeting. Kind of timely, too, because we had Elisa Larson, who's the Poetry Out Loud State runner-up. She was doing our poetry reading on KFSK today, so she's one of the people to be recognized at the recognition ceremony, and that's at 6:15 in the High School Commons before the actual board meeting itself. So you can also hear other people, basketball and cheer, geography bee, spelling bee, student of the month, and ASTE winners as well, as the technology winners. So lots of students to recognize there.
Yes, and we'll also be having a student presentation within the meeting, once the meeting begins, from the One People Canoe Society paddle making class that was held here. They will be discussing, you know, how they went about that and showing their paddles that they made.
And, oh, it also says Native Studies student presentation on their trip to Sitka as well. So
yes. So they can report back on all of the exciting things that they did when they were in Sitka.
Very cool. All right. Anything else to let people know about from the school district standpoint, or any upcoming dates or things to know about?
Well, we are getting into spring, and generally spring is the time where we put on student presentations and there's informational nights. So there are a lot of upcoming dates, and I don't know if you really want me to list them all right here, but...
What are the big ones?
So the Elementary Exploratory Night's tomorrow.
Okay.
6:30 to 7:30. Kindergarten registration and open house that, of course, you know, us being on the radio may reach out to some students who are not in the currently in the elementary school yet, but that is on the 13th from 6:30 to 7:30, so come and sign your kindergartner up. Art Fest is going to be coming into town, and I know that we have so many students coming that they weren't able to accommodate community members, unfortunately, but it's very exciting that they had so many students able to participate in the arts in that way. So,
and I think they're still looking for housing for some of those students, too, so if you can help out, contact the schools. So, all right. Great. Keeping busy.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Mara. Thanks for holding down the fort by yourself here, and we'll hear more from the school board tonight. Their regular meeting is at 7 o'clock. It's in the Middle and High School Library. You can hear it broadcast live on KFSK.